Your morning was tough.
No, it was good. What happened? A triumphant morning. I went to the dog. I'm starting a bad dog park. So it's just for dogs that don't get along with other dogs. Lump them together and let them learn.
This is your second.
So it's just your dog right now?
No. It's my two dogs and my boy Spud's dog, Zeus. So we've taken it over now. My friend Andrew's dog only humps. It won't play. It'll only hump. So other people's dogs, like, hey, your dog. A lot of people bring them. A lot of people's dogs go to this lot I'm at, have problems at the dog park. So they're kind of are you sure? Is it cool if I come in? I'm like, yo, come on in. He might help you. I was like, my dog will try to kind of bite your dog's face, and my other dog might just run into you. So it's going strong.
Jackson runs into people.
We had four bad dogs, and someone else brought their bad dog in. I mean, they all ran around.
So this is the second idea I've heard you had that is basically just you're getting into dog fighting.
It's not dog fighting.
You're like, it's a bad dog park.
Dude, it's Caesar Milan and
two at a time.
Yeah. Your first dog fighting ring was just literally like, we should have them wrestle.
Dog jiu-jitsu, dude. DJJ, dude, would be sick. Dog jiu-jitsu. But no, it was funny because my friend's dog's never been to a dog park. I was like, dude, bring it to my house. It'll be fine. And I let it just interact with my one dog. You can hump it. You can do whatever. Just whatever.
Jackson
boy, yeah. Dude. So, dude, I made his dream. It was like a make-a-wish, dude. I made his dreams come true. Imagine if your dog never could play in the dog park, dude, and I brought you into the fold. There was four people there. It's a big deal. I've had dogs that I used to bring, and they would get kicked out right away. It's a big deal.
Wait. Haven't your dogs been kicked out of this dog park before?
No, that was a Blackwood, New Jersey dog park. And that was my other dog. Yeah, that was my, I used to bring it and let it I was like, she'll learn eventually. And it was every day. It was a total fucking disaster.
But she would just fuck with other dogs?
She would pin them down by their necks and stand over them. Dude, and the dog would kick.
That was me. I would fucking freak out.
I would fight the dog.
Well, the dog owner, you'd feel like it'd be a confrontation.
Yeah, I don't know. You see a thick boy like Matt.
If it was Matt, I'd be like, hey, get knock it off, dude. I'm going to call
the police. The Blackwood, the dog park in Blackwood, New Jersey is 7 acres fenced in. So your dog gets away from you, dude. You got to listen for the yelps, and you're like, fuck. And then I would just cut through the woods and fly through Rambo, and then see a scene and be like, fuck.
Oh, so this is a forest.
Yeah. But it's all fenced in though. Literally, it's 6 acres fenced.
Dog park?
I would act like that was I would act like that wasn't my dog. if I ran up on that, I'd be like, whose fucking dog is this? It's a fucking nightmare.
I'm taking it out of here.
Yeah. My sister Katie got in a fight at the dog park.
With another dog owner?
She jumped in when the dog was beating up her dog. She jumped into the dirt and wrestled the dogs apart. Which is sick, dude. Kate's got some dog in her.
You got to get in there, man.
Yeah.
She'll jump in the mud to protect Riggins, dude. Shout out Riggins. What up?
So her dog was getting fucked up, and she was like,
they started to fight, so she jumped in.
So what did the other owner do? The other owner,
the other owner was probably like, whoa, this lady's a fucking psycho. She was probably, Katie was probably business cash, jumping in the mud.
Fighting with your dogs.
That's scary, man. My whole thing is you got to let them just learn from each other. When people have dogs and they're like, don't hump him. It's that's not registering. As soon as another dog turns around and snarl bites your dog's like, okay.
Yeah,
I'll try it a couple more times. I tell this to people, man, and they're just like, yeah, they get all jammed up and it's like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. What if your fucking dog gets bit? My dog might get stitches. It's like, just.
Dude, my brother has a dog who doesn't get along with my dog.
Tell him to come. Dude, bring him by.
Bring him to the bad dog park.
When I drop my dog off, they they growl at each other, they chase each other, and my parents are like, oh my God, me and my dad are like, just let him figure it out. And my dad was like, leave him in the house together.
Yeah.
And he's like, come back in 8 hours. And he's like, they're either get along or you throw out the dead one. that's the fucking option.
People are getting a little wild with how much they worry about dogs' quality of life right now. Good that we've gotten out of I know someone who chained a dog up in their backyard and just died from overheating. And it's like, that's fucked up.
Yeah, there's levels.
That's fucked up, dude.
That's level one.
But then I'm seeing the dog. <one.
laughs> Dude, imagine walking outside and seeing your dog laying there and just be like, damn it. Damn it. It was too hot.
It's like getting a parking ticket. Yeah, shit.
Fuck.
I forgot about this.
It's 2 hour limit. This here.
It was my girlfriend's, one of her friends was like, hey, I have a puppy now. She's like, what happened to your other dog? She's like, it died. She's like, what happened? She's like, it overheated.
Like, it's his fault. Like, yeah, it overheated.
Like, yeah, it had a leaky gasket.
My mom, when when my mom and dad were dating, she got her dad's dog killed. She left. She was supposed to be watching the dog, and she left the back door open, and it got in the pool and drowned. And it was like a little puppy.
Whoa. Damn.
Yeah.
My brother, my brother, like we were, when I was little, we were around this pond. We were all sitting around this pond, and my brother threw a tennis ball, like, and it, there's like this little dog Bingo that used to live behind us, like our neighbor's dog. It was in the wintertime, and he threw the ball onto the ice, and the dog ran on the ice, and the ice broke.
Oh my God.
It died?
Really?
Swear to God. Bingo died. Yeah, we've had like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was my neighbor's dog Bingo died.
Did they scoop it out or let the ice freeze over?
I don't remember. I was really little. I just remember my brother got in trouble because Bingo died.
And that's what makes.
Killed Bingo.
Yeah, that's the funniest part, dude. Any dog's dying is their name. Their name makes it so fucking funny.
Yeah.
You killed Bingo.
Bingo died. Bingo fell through the ice. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Jingles fell straight through the ice. Yeah, that's. But your family comes from the same white trash stock.
Yeah.
Like my dad's family was probably like, all right, well, that puppy's dead.
Yeah, animal death.
Like
yeah,
they
yeah,
do
yeah.
not give a fuck.
By animal death.
It's like my grandpa with the bag of kittens.
Yeah.
The Gillis family had too many cats, so he put a bunch of kittens in a bag and threw them in the fucking creek. And then it hit a dam, split open. Cats, you know,
dude,
cats drown everywhere.
That's literally from Blood Meridian.
And like
same
three
thing.
Came back, and he was like, these cats can fucking stay.
These are fucking
These are tough,
good
Gillis
cats. Yeah. Dude, that's literally from the book Blood Meridian.
Yeah, you said that.
Really? The book Blood Meridian, there's like a little Mexican kid, and he's like selling puppies, and this guy, the general, buys them all, ties them in a sack, and throws them in the river.
I'm sorry. I'm fucking dead right now.
No, dude,
I'm trying.
That was fucking me up. I had on a positive note, my dog had a spiritual awakening. Jackson stopped fucking up my house.
Really?
I mean, the way he reached it
was violence?
No, he fucking he ate something.
What did he eat?
I don't know. It was either a gram of Quantum Kush or he ate a microdose tea bag. I don't know which one it was.
But he saw the light.
He was tripping, dude.
He was in flotation.
I went to open up the cage. This was like a week ago. I forgot all about
naked
this.
Naked in there, laying on his back, dude.
He was in his cage, and he was just like. And usually, I open it. He pops right out. I'm like, "Come on, man, let's go." And he was just like, "I'm like, dude, what the fuck?" So I pulled him out. You know, how dogs have their normal like right foot, back foot, right foot, like their normal gait. He was like one step. I should have filmed it. It was insane. One step here, then he would put out his back leg. Then his right paw, and it was like, I was like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? So I took him out to pee. I didn't know what was wrong with him. I thought he had like a serious fucking problem. I took him out to pee, and he just like peed all over himself. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Holy fuck. So I got him in, rinsed him off, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him? And then like I looked through my trash, and I was like, I think he ate. There's typically some biohazard in my trash, dude. And I was just like, dude, I think he ate a fucking microdose tea bag, dude. So I just put him on my chest and held him all night. Just held him.
Oh,
I was watching TV. Like, it's all right, but I'm here pretty much once a week, dude. You'll be all right. You're gonna get through this. So then, like, eventually, I bring him into the bed, into like the like guest bed, and I put him in there. And I was like, all right, lay in bed. I put a blanket on him, so he was cold. And then he was like, he didn't know what to do with his face, so I didn't want him to Elvis out. Like, he was face down in the sheets. I'm like, he's gonna fucking suffocate.
Damn,
so
he almost ODs.
I put his head on a pillow. So
almost
his face
was Mac
up.
Miller?
He almost Mac Miller, dude. So then, like, I just, like, thinking it was totally normal to tuck my dog in and put his head on a pillow. I was like, sweet. I went to bed. My girlfriend came in and was like, why is he tucked in with his fucking head on a pillow? And I was like, I don't know. He was feeling kind of sick. So then, dude, the weirdest part. Maybe. The weirdest part, I don't remember. I don't
you
know.
Were,
probably.
Like, tending to him and then tucked him into bed.
I needed to tuck him in because he was cold and his face. Every time I lifted his head up, he would go face into the sheets. I'm like, he's going to fucking suffocate.
Wow.
So then, dude, the next day, I'm like, hey, bud, fucking poking him. He's normal, playful self, having a good time. He's a little, you can tell he's a little foggy, but he had a good time. And, dude, ever since, he hasn't fucking. He used to, every time I left him, he would fuck my trash can up, eat shit, mess around, like, destroy stuff. I took his cage down, dude. He hasn't fucked anything up.
Wow.
So, again, he could have gotten more mature. Whoa. I think he fucking ate the either ate the gram of Quantum Kush that I can't find right now, or he had the tea bag or the microdose, and then it was just sitting there the whole time like, dude, why the fuck do I eat the slippers, dude? What the fuck's going on?
Why do I eat these slippers?
I don't need to do this. Dude, it's the weirdest thing. Never, every time I came in, he would fuck my shit up. It was like, If you look at all my trash cans, they just have chomps out of them.
You do have some bad dogs. It's good you dosed them.
Accidentally, them. Dude.
Yeah.
He's straight as a fucking arrow, dude. So, if anyone's trying to get their dogs right, no guarantees, but fucking...
Yeah, either a gram of Kush or
yeah,
just a microdose.
Either a high-dose sativa or a microdose. I think he had a gram of quantum Kush.
Damn. Sorry, I can't...
Don't apologize,
dude. Sitting here like...
I'm just stoked my fucking dog. Like, I literally... I mean, people who have... You had to can't, like, put the dog in the crate...
Yeah.
That's a big part of the life. You're like, ah, fuck, man. I feel bad putting this little motherfucker in the crate. It's gone now. It's not part of my life anymore. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking tight.
Let him out. Let him roam.
He's roaming. He's been homing 7 hours at a time by himself. He's
fucking shit up right now.
No, he's not. Yeah, he was at home for 8 hours for a wedding yesterday. Dude came in. Great boy.
Wow.
Give him a treat. He's
grown up.
Scared straight, dude.
How old
is he now? Origins unknown, dude.
Oh, yeah.
No, true. I think he's... They said he was about a year when we got him, but I thought he was like 6 months because he was still puppyish. But he's probably about a year and a half. This is when they typically get their shit together as dogs, or they don't. If your dog's bad at two,
you got a bad dog.
You got a bad dog.
That's a bad dog.
That's a bad dog. Dude,
here, hit pause for me, would you?
Go ahead. You might have got. It's fucked up to think about how you may have got molested at the doctor's. You don't even remember.
No, I mean, it was a physical. Trust me, that guy was getting no joy out of that butthole.
Yo, man.
That's a rough butthole.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had my dogs at the vet recently, and they reached up the dog's butthole, and they came out, and like, oh, there's a little poop up there, and it's like, it came out with like a total poop finger, and I was like, oh my God, man.
Wait, where was this?
At the vet.
Why was he fingering your dog?
Well, it was a lady. I wouldn't let a male finger my dog. You got to get a hot chick to do this. No, but dude, he ate a belt.
Yeah,
so I had to bring him in. I'm not going to the vet anymore, dude. I'm done.
Yeah, the vets,
it's a scam,
it's
dude.
Crazy
it's
crazy how much money they pay.
It's insane. Dude, I brought my dogs in. Yeah. I spent $800 last week at the vet. And then I was just like, well, what's wrong with them? They're like, well, it might be this or that, but we have to do other tests to find out. And I was like, how much are those tests? $300. I'm like, okay, well, from now on, I just have dogs. And when they're ready to die, they're ready to die.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no way. And they talk about like surgery. And I'm always like, they're like, well, we'd have to do surgery. Exactly. And I'm like,
it's like, no.
Right. No. Yeah. Okay.
That's what happened with my cat. My cat had to, every time I took him to the vet, they were like, this is what needs done. I was like, nah.
Yeah.
I only took him after that strictly for emergencies.
Yeah. That's
he got wounded out in the wilderness.
You basically only need to bring your, if they have like, if they have visible open wounds,
bleeding
or if they like won't move.
And he shit himself.
What?
When he was getting attacked. Sometimes animals do that. They'll just shit. To make it worse for the other guy. So he was getting chased. So whatever it was chasing him because his back legs were all fucked up and cut up.
Oh, from my whatever God. So he's just like, he just
dropped shit out of his ass while he was running.
Oh, my God.
So he stunk, dude. It was just shit and blood all over. He was a little guy, though. He was wounded.
You had to bring
I had to take him. It was like 3 in the morning. I had to work the next day.
Yeah, for that, my dog was thrown up, and I saw a belt coming out. So I'm like, fuck, maybe a belt is like... in its throat, it's going to choke and die.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let me just bring him in.
I would be. Yeah.
They're like, come on in, and then I brought him in. Like, oh, did you let him eat? I'm like, yeah. Like, well, we can't see his stomach now. So then I was like, well, that's fucking retarded. So then I was like, just do it anyway. So we did the X-ray, and the lady was looking at it. I swear to God, she was like, we were looking at the, you know, all the bones and stuff. She's like, that up there, that might be gas. That might be maybe that's part of it. I don't really. I'm not sure. And I was just like, are you serious? And then like the other lady came in and. I was just like, dude, I'm literally paying you guys to find out what's going on. Like, I can't. I could have sat on the internet, came up with like vague, maybe this, maybe that. And they're like, well, we have to do more tests, and I'm like, yeah, well, never fucking going ever again. My dogs are just going to die like warriors, dude.
Good.
Yeah.
That's how my cat's dying. I let him outside. Hopefully, one day a bird takes him.
Yeah, something, you know,
hopefully
man.
Hopefully, one of the birds are angry.
Well, dude,
they get nasty.
My whole thing is if they start getting real sick, I'm just going to give them like tons of weed and then feed them like a steak and be like, all right, boys. Go buy some heroin from up in Kensington. Fucking hit him with a hot shot, dude. Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to fucking, like, you go to the vet. It's like a couple $100. You just buy, like, fucking a half gram of heroin for, like, actually, that's probably, like, $140 as well.
And put your dog down by giving it heroin?
Yeah.
And then what do you do with the body?
You bury it. Or you bring it to a crematorium.
Huh.
Or you bring it out to the parents' house, dude.
I mean, we got a dog in the backyard and two cats back there.
Yeah, we got
one cat, one dog. That's it.
Oh, you got a little pet cemetery?
Yeah, in our backyard.
Yeah, we got two dogs and a bunny. I think they might have thrown the bunny in the trash. People used to just throw their dead dogs in the trash. Did you know that?
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, people used to, when the dogs would die, they would fucking just put it in a bag and throw it in the trash. Dude, I mean, if you think about what they did in the 60s, they didn't really care about dogs like that. So yeah, your dog would die and you'd be like, God damn it, you throw it in the trash bag and you put it out.
Oh man.
That's hilarious.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm gonna start bringing that back.
What, just trash bag? Trash bag in your dog scene? That's so fucking funny. Especially if you didn't take it out. Like if you kept the trash can in the kitchen.
Oh, just my a dog God. In
there.
Oh.
Like, I'm not going to take it out yet. It's not full. Have a dog in there for a week.
You're trying to cram down a styrofoam container, just break its leg.
I watched this fucking documentary on Netflix last night about these British people with this lady had 41 dogs. In her, like, small-ass apartment
podcast. It's part of my systems, dude. That's the thing. People ask. I wake up every day. I work out. Come home. I eat. And then I feed my free. I don't free feed my dogs anymore. I make my dogs earn their food for tricks. So I like, put their food in bowls and put it up on the counter and put it in my hands. So if my dogs want to eat now, they have to fucking eat from my hands. So I'm like, they have to physically touch me if they want to eat. So my new system now is working out. I get home. I eat. And then I fucking train my dogs.
Fuck with dogs.
I train my I train them because they're becoming fucking insolent, dude.
You work out,
yeah.
Then you come home and you annoy dogs for like an hour,
dude. It
and
works.
Then read the Bible,
yeah. And I read about fucking your cousin in the Bible. But dude, so now I just go like this. If my dogs want to eat, they have to fucking please me. Otherwise, there's no more free ride in my house, dude. They've been so bad lately.
Damn,
they've been fucking assholes.
You sound like a Republican, dude.
Yeah, dude, there's no more free house there.
I gotta fucking work.
So then I do that, and then I read the Bible. I read the works of the great philosophers, and then I just, you know, I go about my day, attend to the business. That's my system, so anyone who's interested.
It's a pretty wild system.
Sick, dude.
I just love the idea that now you fucking literally are bothering dogs.
No, I'm training them, dude, to respect my commands. Dude, when I talk now from doing, it's only been 2 days. And they like instantly look over. Now Brittany will try, like I was telling Brittany about it. She was very similar in her response, being like, I'm not doing that. She was saying, come here, sit.
Is that what my response was?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that.
That's exactly what she says too. And I'm like, and you were like, and she's like, I don't fucking sound like that. But yeah. And then she tried to call the dogs over and they were just like, no. I'm just like this. Put my hands out. I'm the fucking tree of life, dude. They come. They can only feed from my palms, dude. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's another wild week.
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny because I thought about that last week, and I'm like, that was just a weird. I'm like, I don't come up with weird stuff. And then like this week, dude.
Here
I'm,
we are. Now you're annoying animals. That's your thing this week.
I took them out into the world to like walk train them. So I'm like walking them, and every now and again, I'm like, everyone stop. And I like hold food out, and they're like eating, and it gets all over the place. And people are stepping around me like, come on, man.
Me and O'Leary were watching. I went over to O'Leary's house for dinner on Friday.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time watching your YouTube videos.
Oh, they're so bad.
They're fucking insane, dude.
So bad.
For the Black Church Conspiracy is still hilarious.
That should have won Best still Short. Hilarious. I was pissed when I saw Best Kobe. Digital Short. I was like, God damn it, dude.
Russian or Black Church Conspiracy should have won.
I know.
The best is when you're like, and then not the first lady, but the second lady, whatever her name is, Pence, chucked up a fat Nazi salute. And Mike Pence was like, chill, babe, chill, 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 chill. And then when they steal the wreath, it's Martin Luther King. That video, and then you explaining Russia.
I got 3,500 views. People went on there to be like, all right, I got to figure out what's going on.
This. And you're like, pretty much Russia's yellow, or Russia's red. Ukraine's yellow. And they're like, fuck it. We don't know. The economy's tied up in politics. So that's the problem. Anyway, thank you.
I was like, yeah, Russia has an economy too.
Yeah, so we watched a bunch of those videos. That was really, really something.
Yeah,
dude.
They're fun.
Just to see how far you've come. Yeah. You're a fucking lunatic, dude.
I stand by the Russia-Ukraine conflict explained.
That's hilarious. I mean, they're all funny.
Some of them were bad. I had one that just didn't work at all. My business 105.
Your business ones are so funny, dude. Business ones are so fucking
business
funny.
Business 105.
Business is so funny. About like handshake and shit.
How about anyways, not reading books?
So just go to just YouTube Matt McCusker and watch any of the insane shit he posted like 3 years ago.
And they're like, all right, dude, game, let's go. It's just you're kind of like, I'm a little kid. I'm a kid. And you're like, yeah, I'm a teenager. Mm-hmm. Then you're like 24 and you're like, I'm still young. And then like one day you're 27 and someone's like, all right, dude, what the fuck's going on? You're like, oh, I don't know. I, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, what have you done with your life? It's like,
I'm only 20.
I was decent at high school football, so like.
Well, people are going to live till like 120.
Over 10 years ago, I was pretty sweet.
That's my new argument. It's like, dude, we're going to live till 120, so let's fucking slow it down. I'm right on time, baby.
You've done, you got acting, novel, stand-up, Philadelphia champion.
Yeah, I mean,
podcaster,
still.
Elite podcaster.
I mean, dude.
You've got plenty of irons.
I don't delude myself about who I am, dude. You know?
And you're a dog trainer. You bother animals.
I bother animals, dude.
You bother animals, your own animals, so greatly that they impede on other animals' lives.
Yeah,
go out into the wild and fuck up other dogs.
I had a bad time at the dog park.
I bet you did, dude. Don't even tell me. It'll piss me off.
They were just being bad, dude. That's all. But yeah, it's funny because I was reading this thing today.
Oh, I watched Akita in the snow a couple times.
When I fell?
One of your YouTube
videos. That was a bad
video. Just you bothering a dog?
No, it was me walking with her and she pulled me down a hill and I fell, but it was...
No, like, Akita in the snow, one of them
when it was just playing in the snow.
Just Akita playing in the snow. Yeah, you occasionally be like, and fucking up with its head. Me and O'Leary were like, this is why his dogs are all dickheads, dude. I was like, that's a mean dog he's fucking with. That dog was a motherfucker.
That was.
I went over to Matt's house once and like ducked towards the dog, like got low, like I was going to fight it. And it immediately fucking stood up to me, like growled and walked towards me. I was like, holy shit.
Akitas don't fuck around, dude.
Yeah, that's fuck Akitas.
They're great dogs. Well, I want a dog that'll bite.
Dogs.
If you break into my house, I want a dog that'll physically harm you.
Yeah, true.
So it's like.
I have this docile sweetheart of a dog.
See, I don't like that.
Love him.
I like that. I like dogs
like that. Went
to
sleep with him Saturday night or Sunday night. We spooned.
Did you
the
really?
The whole night, dude. I was the big spoon. His head was under my chin.
Killer dogs will still do that.
I mean, sure, but just having a nice sweetheart. I love it.
It's like you're having a cat.
No, he's not. He's playful.
I want a dog that'll bite the fuck out of someone who comes in my house.
No, I don't want a dog that's a liability like that. That could probably eat a kid or something. You know?
Hey, man, if kids are walking in my house.
Kids are walking in my house. I saw A Quiet Place last night with my bae.
So what is that movie?
It's about these monsters that kill you if you make noise. So like it's in a post-apocalyptic world. They live kind of, it looks like rural Western PA.
So this is about like me in my bed with my girlfriend at night. If I move, she's like, shut
yes, it, dude. Well, that's what I was kind of getting to. So the movie's fucking silent. Like while you're in there, it's dead quiet a lot of the scenes.
Ooh.
So like if I like touched a wrapper or a drink or something, I'd see my fucking girlfriend's head look over at me. I'm like, dude, I was like, you're worse than those fucking monsters.
That's hilarious.
I was like, you're a fucking sound hawk. She's like, what?
Oh my God. Yes. Every night I sleep in bed, it's exact. If I go like this, crack my knuckle, I go, can you not?
The fucking dog sleeps in between us and he literally extends his arms and pushes me as hard as he can all night. Literally all night I'm just wrestling a fucking dog. This like 40-pound dog. I'm just like pushing it.
So
eventually every night around like 4 a.m. I pick him up and throw him off the bed.
I get the fuck off.
But every single night I spend, every time I sleep there, I get pushed by that dog for 3 hours before I go to sleep. And then I end up sleeping on the couch or something.
They extend their
He extends his arms. It's so funny.
Dude, I was, I would have my dogs, there's like a field behind my house, and a random fucking pit bull came out of nowhere, joined us in the field, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then it was playing my one dog, I guess, I think I don't know if I said this on the podcast or not, my one dog recently just bowled over.
Trucked that one, broke
puppy.
That dog's
I think
leg.
It might have broke its leg.
Damn, you didn't say it was a puppy.
It was fucking like 8 weeks old, bro.
So eight I'm weeks?
Like, yes.
Oh my God.
Young little pipsqueak, dude. But I'm like, yeah, it's a pit bull. It'll be all right. And I hopefully it didn't. I was like, dude, it just limped a little. But this fucking like 65-pound, I think it was a Staffordshire, came into the park. And I'm like, this is how desperate I am for friends for my dog. I'm like, well, let's just see. Turned out, it was from across the street. Came by. They had a wonderful play date. Its owner came out 10 minutes later. I just sat there like, I guess I got to fucking take this dog back with me.
You got a stray dog chilling
Otis,
with
dude.
Your dogs.
Otis came out and started humping the fuck out of my dumbass dog. And I was like, yes, dude.
Which dog? That's great. Which dog doesn't have friends?
Both of them.
Jackson, my girlfriend makes fun of me. No, Matilda has friends. She's like, Jackson has no friends. I'm like, Jackson's got fucking friends at the dog park. Just name one. I'm like, I don't know their fucking names.
The one he handicapped.
I'm like, fuck you.
That's
dude.
True. If it's not Facebook official, they're not
Otis,
real
dude.
Friends.
Otis. I was like, yo, Jackson's got a friend. His name's Otis. Matilda doesn't even like him. It's no big deal. So that's what's up.
Nice. You got a new dog park friend?
Well, it's not really. It's just a field behind my house. I've been. It's the only banned? Place I can bring. Yeah, I can't really go back there.
His dogs are fucking nuts.
Last time I went back there, dude, my dogs enter a dog park and it's just like the House of Pain video, dude. All the dogs are like, it goes fucking nuts.
Did Fennell said that you were like, yeah, bring your dog out to the dog park.
I want big dogs to fuck my dog up, so like to teach him some fucking dog respect, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Riggins and Zeus will body some dogs, dude.
Zeus
is a wolf. Riggins is like just the thickest bull.
Yeah, he's
dude.
a big
his
boy.
Head's like
dude,
this fucking big. I went over there today to let them out. They're so happy.
I need some dogs.
They're so
like,
nice.
They're good dogs.
But when they play, dude, it's like, holy shit, take it easy. Just, Riggins has to be like 150 pounds, dude. He's fucking huge.
Jesus Christ.
He's fat too now. He's got these big ass bitch hips. It's pretty great.
That is
Zeus has to be up there too, doesn't he?
Zeus is probably like 130.
Yeah, you guys got a good 260 pound
dog
going on over there.
He's a purebred German Shepherd, white German Shepherd. He's fucking crazy. One time he caught a bird it was great. We were at the beach this summer with my family, and we were on the pool. It was a nice time.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking, we're like, it was the first time the whole trip that it was actually fun because it was just my family.
Yeah.
That sucks.
You guys fighting.
Fights the whole fucking time. Yeah. It's like, what do I want to fucking hang out with you guys? The only time a beach trip's fun is if you go with friends or like cousins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not just your immediate family. That kind of sucks. Yeah. Well, you have three brothers, so that'd be fun, but
that'd be tight.
I have two sisters and my fucking girlfriend there. It was like,
man, dude.
Like, let's go on that bike ride and get saltwater taffies. I'm like, I'm going to stay in the house.
I'm going to sit in the air conditioning.
This is retarded.
Yeah,
so we're all having fun in the pool. And then this fucking bird swooped too low. Flying mid-flight, this fucking German Shepherd jumps in the air and snatched a bird out of the air.
Fuck.
Nice.
And killed it. And I just heard my mom like, I was in the pool like, what the fuck is going on? I look up, he's ripping a bird in half.
Holy
like, holy
fuck.
Shit,
wait, what kind
dude?
Of bird was it? Seagull?
No, it was just a bird. I don't know. Like a fucking sparrow.
That would be funny. It was on big dogs. Seagulls.
No, it was
see
fast.
That?
Dude, I actually, this was making me laugh this weekend. My dog's been eating sticks. Whenever I bring it out to a field and it'll
shit the sticks out.
But when it wakes me up at 3 a.m. with like an emergency dump, like it'll be like hit the door and I'm like, motherfucker. Then I was like, I kept being like, why the fuck does my dog eat sticks? And I was thinking about it for like 2 days straight. Like I was like, what could he possibly get out of it? And then finally I was sitting there eating Mexican food and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking shit my brains out tomorrow. And I was just like, this is exactly why I eat Mexican. It's the same thing of eating Mexican. It's like no nutritional value. And I eat it. I'm just like, oh my God. The next day I'm like, same fucking thing. I was like, oh, it just is like.
So Mexican food is sticks.
Sticks. It's like eating, it's my version of eating a stick. I'm like, what an idiot. And I was like biting into a burrito with a bunch of hot sauce. I'm like, I'm going to shit my fucking brain tomorrow. And it's always the same thing where I wake up and I'm like, oh my God. And I like run right to the bathroom, shit in the middle of the night.
Hell yeah.
Figure that out, dude.
Good. You're cracking. You're just, yes. You're cracking codes, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You're cracking the code.